Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, I was putting off the conversation about the Braves-Mets game last night because it was not the outcome we wanted. 7-3, Didier Fuentes unfortunately allowed 6 runs, 8 hits. Juan Soto homered twice. It's the first time the Mets have beat the Braves this season.
It was a frustrating game last night, to say the least. And Didier Fuentes, obviously there's so much upside, so much to like about him as a pitcher. I mean, this guy turned 20 years old 8 days ago.
Yeah.
He's so young. I think he has a bright future, but last night was not the one. One of the stats I always try to look at when games like this, when it seems like a pitcher is getting shelled, is the called strikes plus whiffs, you know, plus swing and misses. 15% last night of his pitches were called strikes plus whiffs. That is a terrible, terrible number in any given start. And Didier Fuentes obviously not missing many bats last night. So things turned on their head very, very quickly, it felt like, and just out of reach. And we've talked a number of times, Bo, about, you know, there's such a small room for error when it comes to this pitching staff and being able to get things done, that when the third inning happened yesterday, you just felt like things got out of hand so fast that the Braves offense was not going to be able to overcome.
I know. I mean, they don't score 7 runs a lot. So when they do, I mean, it's when you get those big, you know, they've had 2 straight games where they've had big outputs, really, at one, you know, and so that's what you get. I don't look. It takes time. I mean, Schwellenbach wasn't great the first time he came up.
Mm-hmm.
It took him a month really before he figured it out, and he had some rough innings. It wasn't great. Strider kind of was a little bit different, but he's a different type of pitcher. Throw him back out there in 5 days. You really don't have much of
you
an
think
option.
They will?
Yeah. Well, so what else are they going to do? What's your option?
I mean, I didn't think he was an option before he was an option.
Well, the only other thing would be Hurston Waltrip, and I think you did that last year with him. It didn't turn out well. Then he was injured for a while. I think you're probably going to slow roll that. Yeah, I think throw him back out there. He's got really good stuff. He was much better against the Marlins. That was a kind of one of those games where the law of averages is going to catch up to you. And the Mets are going to win a game against you this year. They're a team that had won, I think, 47 games before last night, or 46, something like that. Yeah, they were going to beat you eventually, and that was just it. They had a one inning, really. And I know he was out after 3 1/3, but yeah, you're not trading for anybody right now.
That'd be dumb.
There may be 2 teams in your own league that's worse than you, and maybe 5 in baseball has a worse record. Nobody's selling. This isn't baseball 5 years ago. Nobody's selling in late June. And if they do, you're going to have to give up the world, and you don't have the world in the minors. So yeah, you're going to roll them back out there.
I'd be curious to see what they do with him, because, like I said, I think there's a ton of upside, but I think there's also obviously a lot of development still to be had. And you don't have, you know, with Spencer Schwellenbach to an extent, and definitely with Spencer Strider, you were dealing with an offense that allowed pitchers to kind of develop on the job.
No, I disagree. Last year, you did not have an offense that allowed.
I said to an extent.
That offense was as bad last year as it was this year.
I don't think so.
Pretty close. No, he just had more injuries.
It when you look at what they were able to do at times last year, and it was brutal. There's no doubt about it. But I think it was better than what we're seeing right now. This offense seems anemic. And there's actually 2 things from last night's game that made this game feel, or at least look, closer than it really was. That's the Michael Harris play in the 8th inning where he robs the home run, and that's Ronald Acuña knocking into in the 9th. Other than, like, think about if those 2 plays get flipped, this game looks like an absolute blowout. And I just, like, Didier Fuentes with the 15%, like I said, when you look at that rate of called strikes plus whiffs, it's hard for me to look at him and think, okay, let's trot him out there again in 5 days.
It's also one of the best lineups in baseball. I understand that they're 2-8 in their last 10, But the Mets are a 47-48 win team right now. They had one of the best records in baseball just a week and a half ago. It's not like those guys forgot to hit.
I agree with you, but he gave up a tater last night to Ronnie Mauricio, who was hitting .185. Okay. Mauricio goes 3-for-4 last night as the third baseman. He's been in the major leagues for three weeks.
Were all those hits off Fuentes?
No, but my
point. I'm just saying, like, the fact of the matter is, nobody was really good last night. You're going to have one of these games. You don't – It's just as detrimental for his mental aspect of his growth in this league to just say, oh, you had a bad outing, we're going to send you down. I didn't think the Marlins really did the Marlins hit him, but they didn't crush him. No worse than what we saw really that the paper cuts off a guy like Elder. I think it's best. You really don't have a lot of options right now, so why wouldn't you go with a young guy who has good stuff? And this offense, maybe you can say they've been anemic, but they've scored, let's see, 13 runs in three games in this series. So that's a little over four a game. That's not terrible for what you've done. You still have a chance to take 3 of 4. I look at this and say you'd won 5 straight against one of the better teams in baseball.
Yeah. And we always count on you to bring the bright side of the Braves conversation out. And I agree with you in terms of what the game means. Right, I mean, look, it is what it is. You were not going to beat the Mets every single time you played them this year, and they've been absolutely horrid. I think that was their second win in, 12 games? So, it's frustrating to say the least, I think, if you're a Mets fan, to look at the way they've matched up with the Braves. I just think that the conversation focusing around Didier Fuentes, and we can end it right here, I don't see him as an option for his next time through the rotation. Maybe you're right. Maybe there is no other option. Maybe he's just the guy at this point because you've got the injuries to Chris Sale and obviously Ronaldo Lopez and A.J. Smith-Shawver, and that's just the only thing you have left. But I think we talk so many times on this show and in the Atlanta media about, hey, this guy deserves another look at it, that on the flip side, sometimes I look at it and go, I don't know that he's so young. It's not going to be detrimental for him to get sit back down to AAA and have the ability to kind of continue to develop at that level.
Look, if Chris Sale wasn't on the however many day IL he'll be on, because it ain't going to be 15.
Oh, yeah.
I would say, you know what, you're right. The 6-man rotation, we don't have the depth right now. Go back and just, your pitching staff was good with the 5. But you can't name me a guy that you can throw in there right now that could do better. Hurston Waltrip, maybe.
Again, I agree with you, but the amount of times before last week that we've said Didier Fuentes' name on the show was zero. He's never popped up.
And
I'm sure that there are other arms in the minor leagues that feel like they need an opportunity. And I think you run a risk by trotting him back out there in 5 days. If he gets shelled again in 5 days, that you're looking at a bad scenario.
I don't disagree with your entire statement. However, how many times have you said Spencer Schwellenbach's name before he came up last year? He had a rough couple of goes, his first few outings. He figured it out. They stayed. Again, if he has another one, I'm not saying, okay, you know what? Now we need to hit a reset. But I just don't know what other options are out there. I'm not saying I'd love for him to be here in his next start. I just don't know what you think you have out there that you can say, go back down. And maybe they do. Maybe they send them down. Maybe they bring up. Maybe they do a bullpen start. But guess what? Your best candidate for that is literally your 5th starter right now, and he's doing pretty well. Our 4th starter would be Grant Holmes. So I don't know if that's even an option. And then I go to the other side is, can you really afford to use a bullpen start right now?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, and to your point, Bo, with Spencer Schwellenbach, his very first outing, he hit someone. And I remember thinking, he's never going to recover from that. He's never, like, how do you even get your mind right to go back out there? So maybe, you know, Citi Field is not the right environment for Didier, but
I think that's fair.
He's going to have to grind it out at some point and get used to it, as Spencer Schwellenbach did. And now he's one of our best pitchers.
Yeah. Just a frustrating game overall. When you look at the situation in the fifth, you think that the Braves get a couple of runners on, Ozuna's up at the plate, you feel like they might be able to respond to that big inning that the Mets had, and they're not able to. It was Ozuna, I think, was out, and then Austin Riley out as well. It's frustrating, to say the least, from top to bottom. But again, the big picture, and I think Bo's right in this aspect, big picture is this is the first time the Mets have beaten you all season. You weren't going to just completely knock them out. Mm-hmm. Now the big question is, can you reset before tonight's game against, first of all, Braves legend Griffin Koenig, who most people don't realize was part of the Jorge Soler trade last year, and the Braves just opted not to bring, you know, not to put a contract on him for this season because they thought he was worth too much money. That'll be an interesting game tonight, an interesting matchup. But I feel like if you go out there and win tonight, all is not lost in terms of this series.
And look, I'm not dismissing Mike's points. They're valid about the strike and whiff rate and all that stuff. Those are valid points. He's never made a start at home, which doesn't – I mean, what does home mean? He's 20-year-old. He's not like Atlanta's like, hey, but it is a better territory. And I will say that Ozuna, that Jeff McNeil robbery of Ozuna, that could have changed everything in that game. Because now if the Mets are down, 2-3 early in the first inning – maybe they're not as – they just changes their mindset at the plate. It's unfortunate, but I can't give up on the guy yet because, honestly, you don't have any – I don't know what you have. I don't know what your other options are at this point.
Well, the series finale is tonight with Grant Holmes on the mound for us. We could either split or take this series. And coming up, ahead of the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, Mike and Bo had a conversation with the driver of the number 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing, Chase Briscoe. So we'll have a chance to hear that. And – in my Allie Mac drop, it is the return of Throwback Thursday trivia. Theme for this week, racing.
Oh, let's go.
We'll see who knows more next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.